From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And here's the latest jazz sensation to arrive by way of Britain.
After years of expensive education, a car full of books and anticipation, I'm an expert on Shakespeare, and that's a hell of a lot. But the world don't need scholars as much as I thought.
In the jazz world, Jamie Cullum is the new kid on the block and doesn't quite want to fit in. He's just 24, and he's built a large following in the UK with a brand of jazz that mixes pop, punk, and playful interpretations of time-honored classics. His CD, called 20-something, is released in the States this week. It's a collection of original songs, show tunes, and ballads, including covers of Jimi Hendrix and Radiohead. Cullum's music is full of swing and stomp, literally. The spiky-haired singer is known to bound atop his piano during live performances. That restless spirit is captured in 20-something, the title track of his CD.
It's a collective autobiography. It's based on the experiences of me and lots of my friends and people I know. I guess it's kind of that typical middle-class existence where, you know, you go through life, you do your education, and then suddenly you finish your university and your parents stop giving you money and no one's telling you to do your homework and no one's telling you what career you should do, and you've got the most incredible amount of freedom and suddenly you've never felt so lost.
Maybe I'll move back home and pay off my loans, working 9 to 5, answering phones. Don't make me live for my Friday nights, drinking 8 pints and getting in fights.
This has such a theatrical feel to it. I see men in suits snapping their fingers, entering stage left right now.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I should defend myself slightly and say that I'm not a retro kid. I don't want to be that guy with the suit, snapping his fingers, doing the whole, you know, 1950s thing. What I try to do is take this kind of old-fashioned kind of sound and put these modern lyrics to it. Because I'm speaking to people in their 20s, but they have never necessarily listened to this kind of sound, apart from in adverts and on Charlie Brown.
You took formal piano lessons, but you hung that up very early.
About 9 years old. Yeah.
You're self-taught.
Yes, I'm self-taught. I mean, I did start out very early with piano lessons, but it just didn't interest me at the time because classical music held no magic for me at all at the time.
Do you play by ear? Or do you
totally by ear.
You don't?
I don't read at all, no.
Now that you're taking your music to another level, and particularly since you're taking on some of the standards, are you at all encouraged about going back and studying piano formally again?
Absolutely. I mean, this is my lifetime project. But right now, I think the rawness and the lack of knowledge is quite freeing for me and enables me to do lots of things that perhaps if I'd had a formal education, I wouldn't have been able to do.
Do we hear that in some of the older cuts?
In some of the standards.
In some of the standards, yes.
I think you might do. I mean, you know, there's a tune on there called I Could Have Danced All Night, which, I mean, I know the tune. I know the musical My Fair Lady very well. But I read through the lyrics, and when I was about between the ages of 16 and 19, I used to go to raves a lot. I was really into house music, so all that kind of stuff. And I'd be up all night till 6 in the morning dancing like crazy fools. And the most important thing with this music was there was always this crazy vocal about staying up all night and dancing all night and everything. And there was always a hook bass line. So I took what I loved from rave music and tried to put it into this old standard.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night. And still have back for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I never, ever done before.
Now, it's hard to imagine Professor Higgins and Eliza Doolittle swaying across the room to this music.
Apart from this bit with the strings, you see. Yes. That was kind of a nod back to the original version, but really my mind is on the dance floor and not the dance floor they were on.
Yeah, your dance floor is sweaty.
Yeah, very sweaty.
Began to dance with me. I could have danced, 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 danced.
Now, here, is that. Are you snapping your fingers there? Is that what that
no,
is? Someone clapping their hands, snapping their fingers?
I'm clapping, but I'm also drumming on the piano wood as well. So I'm going. Like that, on the piano wood.
Go to bed. My head's too light to try and settle down. See.
I think it's kind of a reaction to what the amount of anti-establishment music I was into as a youngster. I think you always rebel against what people expect you to do. But then it's maybe even the ultimate rebellion for a young person to do something like this.
And I'd like to ask you about a song, All at Sea.
Mm.
What's that song about?
It's a love song to nobody. It's a love song to freedom.
I'm all at sea, where no one can bother me. Forgot my roots, if only for a day. Just me and my thoughts. Sailing far away.
I was just out of a relationship, actually. And I was loving being out of a relationship. I was loving being single. And I thought, no one ever writes songs about being single. Essentially, it's the selfishness and the joys of the freedom of singleness.
Like a warm drink, it seeps into my soul. Please just lay me right here on my own. Later on, you could spend some time with me if you want to. All at sea.
Well, for someone who loves being alone, loves being all at sea, how's the tour been?
The loner thing is something that happens every now and again, and I think that's an expression of all of us every now and again. But I love being on tour, and I love to see new places and travel and hang out and party and meet people.
And you're young enough, I guess, where you can burn the candle at both ends.
Yeah, I think I may have invented a new end to the candle, actually. So, yeah, hopefully.
Jamie Cullum, it's been great talking to you.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here. A real honor.
Jamie Cullum, his latest CD is 20-something.
Like a warm drink, it seeps into my soul. Please just let me right here on my own. Later on, you could spend some time with me if you want to.
To hear more of Jamie Cullum's music, go to npr.org.